Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So after that wild dinner party at Kyle's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we just had to talk to someone about it. And we just so happened to hop on Instagram Live with Justin Sylvester, who was actually there. You guys might know Justin as Kyle's lady sitter, but he's also the co-host of E's Daily Pop and the host of Just the Sip podcast. So not only did Justin and I chat about the dinner party and particularly that bizarro moment with Denise's husband, Aaron, but Justin also shared some juicy behind-the-scenes tidbits about filming, Kyle's new movie role, and a lot more. So let's take a listen.
Justin!
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Just enjoying a glass of wine after a crazy Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. Okay, so before we get into it, because we have to talk about, obviously, Kyle's dinner. But for anyone tuning in who might not know, can you go back and tell us, how did you become friends with Kyle? Give us a little history of your friendship.
Oh, so crazy. So I lived in a little small town called Brobridge, Louisiana, like in the middle of South Louisiana, 5,000 people. Like, no one would ever pick it out on a map. And just so happens, Allie Landry is from the same town. She's an actress, and she was a Doritos girl, Miss USA.
Yeah.
And she and I bonded a friendship when I was 14 years old until the time I was 21 and I was ready to move to Los Angeles. And she hit me up and she was like, yo, you should move here. I have a girlfriend who needs an assistant. And I packed my bags and I came here. And she was like, yeah, I don't know if you're going to get the job, but you should definitely meet her. And she didn't tell me who the friend was. Actually, she told me her friend's name was Kyle. She never said who she was or what show she was doing. And we met one day at a sushi restaurant that we still go to, by the way.
So LA,
we still go to the same small sushi restaurant in Bel Air. And we met at Chew and we hit it off. And we were supposed to only work together for 90 days while she filmed the show. And we stayed together for 5 years. And after working with her for 5 years, we became best friends for the last six.
Oh my God, that's so amazing.
So yes.
We had you on the podcast at some point, I think last year, and we were talking about Kyle, and you mentioned that she makes a mean lasagna.
You can't really. Her Thanksgiving dinner and her lasagna are two of my favorite meals. And the funny part about both of those are she won't let anyone help her make it because she don't want to really give you her recipe.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. And she also like really enjoys seeing everyone sit down at that Thanksgiving table and eat her dinner. And it's like, it's a crazy thing. Like, nothing makes her happier than making that turkey by herself. It's weird. It's really weird.
She's truly the hostess with the mostest. Like, that is something we all know and love about Kyle, is she loves to put on a party. She loves to be the one who's organizing, who's doing the whole thing. I mean, we saw it tonight.
I was so surprised that she let that woman come in her house and do that. I don't know. She must have been filming all day. And, like, had things going on because, you know, she had just came back from North Carolina or South Carolina. She was filming Halloween.
Yes.
And she just had gotten back in town. So I think she must have been working all day because when I walked in, I was like, who is this in here? It was strange.
How was that? What was it, like a criminy mushroom cappuccino with truffle something or other? It sounded delicious.
The whole thing was unbelievable. Oh, I will tell you right now, the whole thing was unreal.
So being so close with Kyle, does that kind of also residually make you friends with a lot of the other ladies on the show?
It's so funny because I've had relationships with the other ladies outside of Kyle. So funny story, Allie Landry, who's also the connector to Garcelle.
Yes.
When I got Daily Pop, Allie Landry and Garcelle were hosting LA Live Today or this talk show with Ross Matthews. And I used to go watch them after we would do our pilots. I would just go watch them and just kind of like see what they were doing to get like pointers. And that's how I met Garcelle. Fast forward to Garcelle co-hosted my show one day and we were sitting there and I looked at her and I was like, would you ever do like Housewives of Beverly Hills? And she was like, I would think about it. And I was like, let me call somebody at Bravo right now. and get you, like,
let's get you in the door.
Get you in the door. And she was like, I've never really thought about it. I would do it. And I called a producer and I was like, yo, Garcelle Bouvet is bomb. She would be amazing on the show. So I texted a producer and I had no idea that she had got the show. And this was months later that I ended up seeing her at Kyle's house.
Oh my God. I mean,
so that's crazy.
Listen, I personally am so grateful for that because I love Garcelle. I think she's such a great addition to the show. So thank you for helping me with that.
She's great. And I knew Erica. I knew Erica because a friend of mine was her publicist.
Okay.
And I had met Erica years and years ago. So she and I kind of reconnected through Kyle. I met Dorit through Kyle and I met Teddy through Kyle just from, like, you know, the Housewives. Mm-hmm. But everybody else, Lisa Rinna too, also was a guest on my show before she was a housewife. So I'm just grateful. And I, you know, I keep in touch with them because of the show and because of my show. But you know what my loyalty is.
Of course. Of course.
You know where my loyalty is.
Oh, yeah. So then was this dinner tonight the first time you had actually met Sutton? Was she the only one you didn't know going into this party?
She was the only one I did not know going into this party.
Okay.
And I kind of like, it's funny, I'm a Southern girl too.
That's true.
And I kind of like sat next to her and I was hoping she would pick up on my vibe because, you know, us Southern girls, we say what's on our mind.
Right.
And you, if you ask us what our first impression of is of anybody, we gonna say our real first impression.
Absolutely.
And it's so funny because I think some of the girls, like, they know, like, in Beverly Hills, not even on the show, scratch of the show. In Beverly Hills, what's worse than having a bad friend is having a horrible first impression.
Right.
And sometimes the words can get you in trouble with people because you just never know. And I feel like she was just being herself and she was just honest.
Well, and I liked what Erica had said. Erica was like, there are a lot of women out there exactly like Sutton. They just don't really show up in Beverly Hills as often as they might, you know?
No, I think we don't get that many people in Beverly Hills. I also think that Sutton is one of those people who really didn't watch the show before she came on it. So this experience was really new to her. She was an actual friend of Lisa Rinna. I think they actually just asked her to film in New York and it went so well that they asked her to come in. And a lot of people do their research before they come on the show, like a Joyce or a Carlton, which they don't really last more than one season, RIP. But for her, she had no idea what the show was about. That's why I love Sutton, and I hope she doesn't get in her head about what the show is, because she's a great addition. I really do like her.
Yeah, okay, I think that's fair. So, I mean, let's talk about the dinner party. The game gets going. The first impressions are going around. Obviously, Teddy was, you know, very sensitive. She was pregnant. Her emotions are all over the place. Did you expect Teddy to react the way that she did when Sutton brought that up?
No, I didn't think she was going to react that way because there were crazier things going on around the table at that moment. But I do, looking back on it, and at the moment, I thought to myself, there's more going on with Teddy at this moment. You know, A, she's bringing another child into the world, which could be stressful for somebody.
Yeah.
She's putting in a lot of work in this all-in retreat when hundreds of people are coming to this retreat. So you're not only dealing with, you know, this job at hand and this group of people at hand, you have that on your back burner. And I think it was a lot for her all at one time.
Yeah.
Had this conversation happened when this all-in retreat wasn't going to happen, had it been a month later or 2 months later, I don't think you would have gotten the reaction that you would have gotten. And I think a lot of times people tweet at them and they don't realize how hurtful their words can be.
Yeah.
So when you say somebody is uptight or if you say somebody's wound up or doesn't let loose, like, that can get to them a lot. And I think she was bringing that baggage from, you know, what you guys say, like guys say about her on Twitter. People get crazy in the comments. Look, I see somebody out here talking about Teddy is
I was gonna say, annoying,
and Teddy is not fun. Maria Trim, if I had three kids, I would not be fun either.
Right.
Okay.
She's busy.
She busy. I mean, she's busy. I just don't know. It's, I just, sometimes I find it to be, I think people don't realize being on this stage and having your life, you know, measured and judged like they do. I think the Atlanta women and the Beverly Hills women get it more than any other reality show on TV.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's really hard. So imagine if your coworkers came every day and said, hey, I'm going to open up your job performance to millions of people every single day.
We say that all the time. I mean, being, you know, working at Bravo, we're like, can you imagine if like we had reunions like after we were working on a project together? You know, like it's just like it can be ruthless.
It can be ruthless. And, you know, working for a housewife, you know, and seeing it firsthand and how it affects them, you know, Kyle is a very strong woman. And she didn't really care about what people say about her. It's when people talk about or say nasty things about her family or her being a mother that would really get to her. And once people figure out what that one trigger is, they go for it.
Right.
So the one trigger for Teddy could be that people think she's wound up. But you know what? If I had hundreds of thousands of employees, I would be wound up too.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a lot to worry about. I mean, and plus, you know, the emotions, I think it just overwhelmed her and everybody was sort of watching her in that moment, you know, and like those dinner party games can just like, they can go left so quickly, you know, like when the game started, was the mood in the room a little more like fun and jovial and happy? No,
because you know what? I kind of sort of brought it down. There was a question I asked to everybody.
What did you say?
I don't know if I can share this because it might be on a Secrets Revealed episode.
Oh my God.
But I basically asked the women, you know, like, what about you and the press? Do you find that people have the wrong impression of you? That's how the first impression started. I said, the media sometimes have the wrong impression of you. What's one thing that you wish that you could explain to the world? Because there were a lot of things that happened. And there were some juicy things that people said. So I think it's going to honestly come out at some point. So I don't want to tell you too many things, but you know that Denise Richards is going through things with Charlie Sheen. You know, Dorit is going through this lawsuit. You know that Kyle and her sister and, you know, Maurice, you know, are going through things. You know, Garcelle went through a very public breakup.
Yes.
The thing with these Beverly Hills women that you have to be ready for and that you have to put into your mindset is that they're not only on a reality show, they're all famous in their own rights.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's a different layer on Beverly Hills than a lot of the other shows.
It's a different layer on Beverly Hills because everyone, Kyle, working actress, producer, you know, socialite, you have Erica Girardi, top 10 hits on the dance charts, performing every single day. Broadway, here we go.
Right.
You have Lisa Rinna, staple in Hollywood for the last 3 decades. Bitch has never had a day off. And so Teddy, daughter of John Mellencamp, grew up in the spotlight. So you have all Denise Richards, icon.
Denise Richards, hello.
Icon. Say what you want about Denise Richards. Denise Richards is a f-ing icon and a saint. I'm sorry for the curse word.
100%.
But she had to put up with Charlie Sheen. Like, and she was Wild Things and a Bond girl. Like, that is the jam. Like, so Atlanta, yeah, these women are famous because they're housewives, but these women are famous because they're famous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so I see a lot of people in the comments are asking about the Denise Aaron moment because that was bizarre to watch. So can you sort of explain like how the energy must have shifted in the room when that came up?
Have you ever seen that meme of Sarah Paulson when there's a math equation going up on side of her head and you're just like...
Yes. She's like...
I think everybody turned into that meme for a few reasons. The first reason is when you go to a Kyle Richards party and Mauricio is behind the bar...
on an edible.
You lit, bitch. You are lit from the moment you walk in there because... Right. This is no, like, dinner party, like, you walk in and you chill. Like, there's tequila, there's shots, there's Fireball.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And you actually want to see people there. Like, that's the jam. You actually want to be around those people. So you're having a good time and you're letting loose. I think a lot of people were just drunk and trying to figure out what he was saying.
Right.
I will say I had a conversation with him previously at other times when he talked about what he did. And I knew that his job was a little...
Unconventional.
Unconventional and very... It's serious. It's a serious situation. And I think the things that he has proven has given, put a kind of a target on his head. So he had explained that to me and I believed him. And I was just surprised. My facial expressions were surprised because I wouldn't talk about that if on national TV.
Well, right. I mean, even Denise was sort of like, stop, like, let's not talk about it. We already have people like, I think the extra layer of being in front of the cameras there was Denise being like, let's not bring this up because we're already being watched. I was like, being watched?
We're already in this moment. And I was like, okay, first and foremost, this man must have some good D, because if your man was being followed for what he did for work, the first thing I would not do is come up in this piece and marry this man and get myself followed. So she must love this person. And
she does love the D. I think she's brought that up a few times, and I think she brings it up again later on this season. So
the D must be the bomb. I need Nicolette Sheridan to tell me about the D, okay? Because I never take anybody's first-hand accounts, because the girls who are always like, ooh, my man's got the best D, you go and try it after they leave it, and it's not the best D.
Right.
So I don't know. I need somebody else to, like, tell it to me. I also love a man who's, like, in the sketchy business.
Right. There's something like about the mystery.
There's something about the mystery when like a man tells you like he's an entrepreneur, but he can't explain his job. Like if I just need to see a W-2 from you and I will let you go on that. But I like it. I like that there's something going on. So I think a lot of people were A, confused and B, confused why he would talk about it if he was being followed.
Right. Right.
And yeah, we were also drunk as hell.
I was kind of wondering while I was watching it. I was like, I know Mauricio took an edible before this. Like, did he give Aaron one too? Like, is everybody just like in outer space right now? I don't know.
I think they're putting CBD in the margaritas now. Right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We were all like, and to be honest, I'm gonna have to call Kyle out on this one. Ooh. They've been doing this show for 10 years. They forget to tell you when there's a TV camera there. So when a bitch showed up, I was puffy, I was sweaty, I didn't care. I was like, oh, it's a family dinner. It's a family dinner. And I walked out in my jeans and my, like, you know, button-down shirt, and I saw a jib there, and I was right, I'm going to turn around and go back and change. Thank God for my job, I keep suitable clothes in my trunk, ready and pressed. God. I'm always prepared, bitch. Always prepared.
That is so funny. I mean, it's just such a part of Kyle's life that she probably doesn't even think, like, I should let Justin know.
Doesn't think, you know. And for her, I think she, like, she was just so jacked up to see everybody because she had been gone for a minute filming the show, the movie.
Right, right. Well, I'm super excited for her to be in the Halloween movie because I'm a big fan. My boyfriend's a big fan of the Halloween movies. And, like, when we heard Kyle was coming back, we were just like, this is amazing. Did she talk to you at all about the filming experience? Like, what it was like to be on set?
Oh, she's going to kill me. She is going to kill me. First of all, she didn't want to do it.
Oh, what? Kyle.
She didn't want to do it because she didn't want to leave her family for that long. And it wasn't even that long.
Right. But for Kyle, it's long. Like, one weekend away is long.
This has been our biggest fight since we were friends. Like, since day one. People would offer her copious amounts of money to go and do these things, and she would pass them up because she didn't want to leave her family. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've never had this much money in my bank account ever in my life. You have to go and go to this convention. Like, are you insane? And if she can't bring her four kids and her husband, she's not going. And, you know, that's part of why I love her so much now. But at first, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And all of her kids now are well-adjusted and amazing young adults who, you know, you don't have to be home for your 21-year-old or your 18-year-old. And now your 12-year-old is independent as can be because you taught her how to be an independent woman. Right. So, you know, it was like, you just have to do this. This is like your time. And she had gotten acting offers before and she had turned it down, but this was like the perfect, you know, amazing situation.
What did you think of her bangs?
I loved her bangs. I was here for the bangs. She and I would talk every day, and I would make fun of her hotel room because it was literally like, I was like, go buy yourself some sheets. Like, it was like a dorm room. I'm like, you need to go buy yourself some
sheets. Well, she was filming a horror movie, so maybe they were trying to, like, keep the vibe up in the hotel, you know?
I don't know if there's a Four Seasons in the small town that she was in. But I was like, go buy yourself some sheets. She was like, it's at camp. I love it. I'm like, go buy yourself some sheets and some Lysol wipes.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Well, okay, so this dinner party was great. We know Kyle loves to throw parties. Are there any more that we're going to see this season that you can think of, like, at her house where there's maybe another big event coming up?
All I'm going to say is, if you go back into the archives, mm-hmm, and you really dig, first of all, the first place you need to go is on Just the Sip podcast.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you go to Spotify, you go to iTunes, you go to Google Pods, wherever you get your podcast at, and you go back in time and you listen to Brandi Glanville's interview that I did with her. She kind of drops some major tea about, ooh, what's going to happen this season.
When was that interview?
This was months ago while they, okay, were filming.
Okay.
So if you go and watch, listen to that interview or watch it on YouTube, it's Just a Sip, Brandi Glanville. I think Bravo sent her the cease and desist after this interview came out because it got too juicy. I'm telling you, not a cease and desist. They just said, don't say anything. Right. Hold up, because there were all these rumors that were coming out about everything and about her, you know, her part in them. And she couldn't really defend herself. But on Just the Sip, I give everybody a glass of wine, as I do normally.
Obviously.
She came out.
Oh, my God. I mean, my co-host on the podcast absolutely loves Brandi. She's her favorite housewife. And she's so excited to see, obviously, everything unfold this season. But that is good to know. And, like, maybe we'll even do a bonus episode around that episode of your podcast. Because if Brandi brings the tea, then, I mean, we have to talk about it.
Brandi brings the tea. And you know what? I will say this. A lot of people don't like Brandi. And I always say this. If you are watching a show and you love or you hate a housewife or a character on a reality show, they are doing their job. Not 100%. Everybody is going to love that a person. But if you just watch a person and you fast forward through or they don't really like whatever, that's a problem.
Yes, I say that all the time. I say, you know, you need to love or hate. The indifference is the worst part. Like, if someone's indifferent to someone on a reality show, it's like, then they're not doing something right.
She's the white Sheree for me. She is the white version of Sheree. And I think what happens is, look, do I think Brandi lies? No. Do I think Brandi will tell the truth and bring some shit up that nobody wants to bring up? Yes. Do I think Brandi will carry a bone from somebody else and bring it back and say it? Yes. I think she had been used the first merry-go-round around. I think a housewife, ooh, used her to do her dirty work, and that's how she got into hot water. But I don't think Brandi Glanville will ever lie to you.
Yeah.
I also don't think that Denise Richards, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to get sued.
That is so funny. Brandi is the bone collector of Beverly Hills. I love it.
She is the white bone collector, honey. She's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my God. Okay, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. This was so much fun, so amazing. I'm going to go back and find that episode of your podcast and listen, and I'm probably going to message you as soon as I do and be like, holy shit, please tell me everything.
No, say it. I'm telling you, listen to it. Listen closely.
Okay.
And then Google. All you got to – oh, I don't want to spoil it for you, everybody, right, because the thing is, everyone thinks they know what happened. And in the words of VH1, you think you know, but you have no idea.
But you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I'm almost mad that I figured out the secret and the twists and the turns to everything, because I just...
Well, then when you watch it, it's like you already know. The fun's kind of gone.
I used to have this pact with her that I said, I don't want to talk about it unless we're in hot water, because I want to enjoy it like a normal person.
Right.
And I look forward to the show because out of the 10 years and the 10 seasons that they've done this show, I feel like this one's kind of the best one because the editing is just so good and the cast is amazing.
Yeah, well, there's definitely, I've watched a little bit ahead and there's definitely, obviously the fourth wall is going to be broken and we saw that in the Super Tease, but they're already starting to do that a little bit more with the way it's being edited and produced and you're hearing from the producers more. And I love when they peel back the curtain even more, even in those little moments. I think it's so powerful.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't realize, and I've seen this when I'm watching the show, when you're in a confessional and you're sitting there and you turn your head to the side or you are in the middle of a question and you take a phone call and you do X, Y, and Z, I think after being on the show for so long, you're just so used to taking these phone calls and talking about sensitive information in front of a reality TV camera.
Right.
Being in the business myself, I always said, if a mic is on you, you are fair game. I think these women got used to not feeling that way because they trusted everybody and like it never, the fourth wall had not been broken before. I am scared for everyone here. Bravo is coming for next. Bravo is here to step on next. And they are breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
If you had a mic on, you are fair game. This is, from a professional standpoint, this is scary. But as a fan, this is the most amazing thing that they could do. Do you remember? Wait, I'm going to take you guys back a little bit.
Yes,
do you remember when that first New Jersey season had happened? And it was like episode, it was like season 4 or 5. It was like some shit going on. And they put cameras in the dressing rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when that happened, and I was like, ooh, Bravo is being slick, because the dressing room is like the only place you can go to have privacy and really like let it out. And I loved it. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But working with a housewife, I was like, oh no, this is scary. Like, bitch, you're going into the fire. Like, this is a whole different ballgame.
Like, there are cameras. Are you safe?
There are cameras in the hallway. You're safe nowhere. They don't care. You walk off, like, it's crazy. That's why I love this show, and that's why I love Bravo, because they will bring you everything.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for this season. Are we going to see your face again at some point?
I hope not.
Because you're like, I'm good.
The facial expressions I was giving on that show. And I don't know. I get nervous because the drama unfolds pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I get really nervous because at some point, you know, I have to put on my professional hat and just be as unbiased and as just be as professional as possible, because these women sit on my couch on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
But at times it's hard for me because I love a lot of the women on the show. You know, Kyle and I are best friends. Erica and I are good friends. I respect Lisa Rinna, you know, through the roof. I love Teddy. I love Dorit. I love all of them. I appreciate them for who they are. I like Brandy. You know, I'm here for her. I understand who she is and getting to know her through, you know, interviewing her. I understand who she is. So I'm here for her. I know a lot of people aren't here for her, but I'm here for her.
I'm here for her.
So it's just hard for me not to get involved in it. So I try to stay out of it. But a bitch gets drunk at one of Kyle's events. It's the charity event for Children's Hospital, and I think shit flies.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, I can't wait.
So get ready.
I can't wait. Justin, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my God, anytime. Hit me up.
I'm going to let you know when I listen to that episode, because we're going to have more to talk about.
Ooh, and it's uncut on Spotify.
Woo!
Spotify is the uncut one. Don't go to Google.
Okay, okay. Good to know. Good to
know. Have
a good
one.
Thank you, Justin. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think we all have some homework, and that's listening to Brandy Glanville's interview on his podcast. You guys can listen to Just the Sip anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we want to thank Justin for chatting with us, and you guys can also catch him on Daily Pop, which returns Monday, May 11th, only on E! And we'll be back with our regularly scheduled episode this coming Saturday. Thanks, guys.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long.
You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.